With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The world pausing today to remember those who came ashore in Normandy 80 years ago. Thousands of young men were there that day, many of them facing certain death. Meanwhile, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's time to reassess this country's direction when it comes to countering foreign aggression. Talent predicts things will get worse if Joe Biden is reelected.
The whole point of our policy ever since World War II has been to be strong enough and purposeful enough to deter another world war. And we are in a situation now where deterrence is failing. We have the biggest war in Europe since World War II, the biggest war in the Middle East since 1973.
Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at srnnews.com, political writer and Israeli expert Josh Kroshauer says it's a mistake for President Biden to expect Hamas to respond to diplomatic proposals that would allow Israel to live in peace.
Everyone knows Hamas is a terrorist organization, but I think there is sort of this Western view that, we can just cut a deal. It's in their interest not to be seen as the terrorist group that they are. And Hamas doesn't operate like other entities. It's a brutal terrorist organization that only responds to power.
Kroshauer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. President Biden says if his son, Hunter, is convicted, he has ruled out a presidential pardon. In court today, the widow of Hunter Biden's brother testified about their relationship, her drug use, and that she took a gun at the center of the case and threw it in the trash. Federal prosecutors say Hunter Biden was in the throes of heavy addiction when he tried to buy that gun. This is SRN News. Some bad news from Hong Kong.
According to a report from Release International, the persecution of Christians that has been a feature of mainland China for decades is now becoming a reality in Hong Kong. The island, long ruled by the British and enjoying considerable freedom, is beginning to lose some of that liberty under Chinese rule. New national security laws are limiting religious freedom in Hong Kong and chilling free speech generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed, but Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who sued. An appeal is possible, but now it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies prescribed through certain healthcare practitioners other than a doctor. This is SRN News. Robinhood Markets buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for some $200 million as the company looks to speed up its cryptocurrency expansion globally.
Bitstamp, founded in 2011, has offices in Luxembourg, the UK, Slovenia, Singapore, and the United States. It has more than 50 active licenses and registrations worldwide and customers across the European Union, United Kingdom, United States, and Asia. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. More than 1.2 million rechargeable lights are under recall in the U.S. and Canada following a report of one consumer death. U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says Good Earth Lighting, now recalling integrated light bars, have batteries that can overheat and can cause the unit to catch on fire. More details at srnnews.com.